4.1, Mandatory and Persuasive Authority. We've already talked about primary, secondary, and non-authority. Primary authority is law. You know the 10 kinds of law right now. Secondary authority is non-law, but still you're able to quote those and rely on those. They don't carry the same weight as law, but they can be very instructive and educational. And finally, non-authorities are either research tools that don't provide quotations or quotable material, or they're non-usable materials, such as invalid cases or superseded statutes, things like that. So they're things you would never quote within a memo or any other legal document. Doesn't mean they're not good research tools. For instance, an index is a great research tool. A digest is a great research tool, but as we'll see later, they are not primary or secondary authority. They are simply non-authority. So once we know whether something's law or non-law, primary or secondary, then the next question is, how much weight will it be given? Will it be mandatory authority, meaning the court that the attorney is arguing in has to follow it? Or will it just be persuasive, meaning that we would like them to follow it, and here's a nice case, but it's not mandatory on you? Now, it's very simple to identify the difference. To be mandatory authority, the case has to be from a higher court, not the same level. It has to be higher, and it has to be on point. On point means it's relevant. Sometimes that's also called on all fours, referring to a table so that it's firm, or a chair that's firm because it's on all four legs. So again, mandatory authority is from a higher authority and it's on point. You also might throw in there the fact that it needs to be within an appropriate jurisdiction, meaning that if you find a case that is from a different jurisdiction, but from a higher court, let's say a state Supreme Court, and you're in a trial court in your state, well, it's technically that's not a higher court because it's a different state, a different jurisdiction, and it would not be mandatory. It would still be good authority, but it would be persuasive. So if something you find, no matter what kind of authority it is, especially if it's from a reporter, if it's from a lower court, or from the same level court, it's going to be what? Persuasive. It will be persuasive. If it's from a higher court within the same or appropriate jurisdiction, it's going to be mandatory. So a case from Colorado, no matter how good the authority is, no matter what court it is, it will always be persuasive at best on any other state. In fact, let's talk about the Supreme Court of a state, the Nebraska Supreme Court. What court would be mandatory on the Nebraska Supreme Court? And the answer is, the only court that would be mandatory would be the U.S. Supreme Court. It's the only court that is higher than the Nevada Supreme Court in that jurisdiction. The U.S. Supreme Court always supersedes the other state courts, all state courts. It is the highest court in the land. Now, in discussion point 4.1 in the textbook, there's actually a diagram. This diagram shows you how the flow of authority goes. And in order for something to be mandatory on a state court, it has to follow that line of arrows. Same thing for federal courts. So don't get tricked by the fact that you get to a state Supreme Court and then think you have to start all over in the federal side, and that the U.S. District Court or any federal court would be mandatory on a state court. That's not true. In fact, only the U.S. Supreme Court can be mandatory authority on state courts. Again, an opinion from a U.S. District Court or from the U.S. Court of Appeals can still be very good authority, but it will be persuasive. It won't be mandatory. So, when you start researching, what do you usually find? You don't usually find mandatory. You almost always find persuasive authority. If you found mandatory authority, it's probably not going to trial. It may not even get to this point, because both parties know that it would be a slam dunk if there was mandatory authority. But it's not to say that you don't argue authority as though it is mandatory. We'll talk a little more about that later, but use that diagram. I think I'll put it up on the website here, but use that diagram to help make sense of the flow of authority and what is and could be mandatory authority versus persuasive authority.